It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
It's a time for our friend, a guest from the community. Of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice. And they are your friends. And we got a brand new friend guest from the community. Lauren Butler is the chief brand officer. And this is Medical Practice Success, which is part of Healthcare Express.
Yeah, the Infamous
and you're,
Healthcare.
So you're kind of... Yeah. You're with Healthcare Express, and there's a bunch of things under that umbrella.
Yes.
Right, and this is part of it.
Smart.
This is part of the umbrella.
So I love that.
I'm getting better. But Medical Practice Success is hosting a job fair on this Thursday, from 3 until 7 at the Operations Zone, 3601 Richmond Road. That's right across the street from the neighborhood Walmart on Richmond Road.
Right. Easy to find.
And we're going to get in there and talk about that. Now, we learned on the Facebook, in case you missed that earlier, that you're originally from the great state of Virginia.
Yes.
But your family made it its way down here to Texas a few years back, and you went to high school at Texas High.
Yes.
She's a Tiger.
She is.
Tigers.
So how long you worked with Healthcare Express?
This will be my fifth year.
All right. What'd you do before that?
I've worked with Gregor Auto.
Uh-huh.
I know always that. In marketing. I've always
okay,
been in marketing.
Okay, marketing. Well, that makes sense. Just kind of follow the pattern there.
Right.
So you've been 5 years with Healthcare Express, so that's great. So we learned a little bit about you now. Now, tell us about this event on Thursday, the job fair. What do they need to do? What do they need to bring? You know, kind of give us the lowdown on how it's going to go.
Okay. Well, Medical Practice Success has had a lot of growth in the past year. Uh-huh. They've got a lot of new contracts, so they're expanding pretty rapidly and have a lot of open positions to get filled. Mm-hmm. So the job fair, all they need to bring is a resume, dress to impress, and a driver's license. And interviews will be given on the spot. Uh-huh. There'll be hiring managers there, HR people will be there, and some members of the C-suite will be there as well, all to get those interviews done quickly.
All right. So talk a little bit about the type of jobs we're talking about here so that people know.
For those of us who don't know anything about that world.
Medical billing and coding primarily, they're entry level to management positions available currently. But medical billing and coding is the primary thing we're looking for, or people interested in a career, a long-term career in medical billing and coding. We do offer training for that as well.
All right. So if you have experience in that, yay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
So if you have experience in it.
Definitely want to talk to you.
And you like that, and you like that kind of work, you definitely need to show up.
Right.
But you just said that if that, maybe you hadn't been in that line of work, but it appeals to you, you'll train.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And you were talking about the fact that, you know, this is it's not a big corporate thing where you're being told what to do from on high from somewhere like Dallas or something.
Yeah, another state.
It's more of a family-oriented feeling, a more local mm-hmm. feel to it.
Yeah, it's locally owned, locally run, family feeling. A lot of the team members mentioned that. They've come mm-hmm. from bigger businesses where everything's very stuffy and mm-hmm. corporate. The culture is really amazing at Medical Practice Success, and it does. It has a true, like, family feel to it.
I love this.
Well, that's a big benefit right there. It really is.
It really is, to know that talking to your peers.
Right.
Yeah.
And you feel like, I understand. Sometimes when it's coming down from somewhere else, corporate comes in or whatever, you're like, what's going to go on today?
Yeah.
Who's coming in today?
All the
what's going to happen today?
Are in town,
you don't have that. You don't have that problem. So it leads to a nice atmosphere around the office.
It really does.
So, yeah. And that's what a lot of people are looking for.
It's easy to get things done.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's so much room for growth right now as well.
Good.
So a lot of people have enjoyed that, expecting to grow within a couple years, but actually being moved up into higher positions within 6 months.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
So you can get on at one position, and hey, if you're really doing good and another position comes open, you can move up
mm-hmm.
easily.
I love this.
This is what people are looking for, good jobs with good benefits.
Where you're recognized.
And where you're recognized and where you enjoy what you're doing.
Right.
And a lot of people
this
are looking
for this is a win-win.
Hang around because we're going to talk to you some more, and we're going to talk a little bit about those benefits that you have available for the new hires that could be hired. And she said during the Facebook, if you got the right qualifications and you impress enough people on Thursday, you could be hired on the spot.
I love this.
Because they got hiring managers there. So it could be your day to win.
It will be.
This would be local news time. We've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the Sponsor of our continued talk with our new friend, Lauren. Lauren Butler, Chief Brand Officer.
Yeah.
She works for Healthcare Express here in town, which has a lot of things under their umbrella. Included in that, the Medical Practice Success, which is having a job fair this Thursday, February 3rd, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Operation Zone, which is 3601 Richmond Road. It's right across the street from the neighborhood Walmart there on Richmond Road. And the job fair is coming up this Thursday, and it's medical billing type jobs, but there's different jobs involved in that, and you have chance for advancement
right
within this local company, which has not only local feel, but it is local. And we were talking about, we were going to talk about some of the nice benefits that you guys provide for employees.
Yeah, Medical Practice Success offers incentive pay for and Roth IRA annual contribution program.
That's a big thing right there.
Yeah, that's
so you
huge.
Get your retirement.
Well, because some of us started and then we went to a job where they don't have it.
Yes.
So now we can pick it back up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Health insurance covers dental, vision, life, short-term disability, long-term disability, accident, cancer. They also have benefit time off.
Okay.
Which is your
so
sick
PTO
time.
Kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sick
perfect.
Time, vacation time. You also get a free birthday day on your birthday.
I
month.
Want that.
Yeah, right now I just have to take it. You know.
Holiday pay and bereavement leave is also available.
Oh, this is generous.
What a downer.
Well,
you got to have that too.
Some places don't.
Unfortunately, that happens.
Isn't that sad?
Yes. Unfortunately, that has happened.
Sorry about your mom, but.
Yeah. But, you know, so you got good benefits, obviously, and you'd think, you know, Health Care Express is going to have good benefits for health, especially. but a caring group.
Right.
I think the big thing is the fact that you said that there is room for advancement no matter what you initially hire in on.
Mm-hmm.
Since it is run locally, it's pretty easy to make a move up.
Yeah I think in the past couple of years so many companies have suffered, had you know, struggled,
right?
So they've been really lucky to have so much growth, but with that growth, you know, people have to move into higher positions,
right,
or they have to hire them in,
right?
But they really like to do advancement from within.
So you grow your people.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Because
a lot of places don't want you to grow. They want you to stay where you're at, so you fill that position. That cog is filled.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the corporate culture involves leadership training.
Right.
And that's really important to the owners. So.
Good.
You know.
This is your new home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Professionally, you can grow. And personally, at home, you're doing better for everybody because you're happy at work.
Right.
Yeah.
Much better.
So whether you're already trained in this, if this is a job that you've already had that fills the bill, or if you're wanting to change careers,
right,
think this is something you want to try out, come on out to the job
please
fair,
do.
Talk to them,
and
see if you're the right fit. If you are the right fit, they will definitely train you. And like I said, bring a resume.
Dress for
success or dress to impress.
Yeah, there you go.
Whichever way you want to call it. And be ready
it's
to
still
possibly
an interview. Yeah.
Be ready to possibly get a great interview and go to work for a great company here in town. Once again, that's this Thursday, February 3rd from 3 until 7. It's at the Operation Zone, 3601 Richmond Road, the Medical Practice Success, which is part of Healthcare Express. It's right across the street from the neighborhood Walmart on Richmond Road. If they have any questions ahead of time, is there any type of number they can call to get those questions answered, or just show up?
I mean, really, we're hoping people just show up, but we do have a website, medicalpracticesuccess.com /careers, where you can go see the jobs that are open and apply online if you're not able to make it to the event.
All right. Yeah. If you, for some reason, you cannot make it, apply online.
Right.
And you'll still be considered, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be nice to get there in person and meet.
Right.
And get interviewed. It's always better. It's always, as far as I'm concerned, it's always better in person.
It is.
Yeah. We can answer any questions you have.
Yeah, there you go. They got experts there that can answer anything. So you should try to show up.
Please do.
It is The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, and sensible. And they got the three convenient locations to serve you, Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas.
Okay.
And we've had Lauren Butler, the Chief Brand Officer with Healthcare Express here in town. Medical Practice Success is hosting a job fair this Thursday, and we're going to kind of wrap that up and talk about it here in just a minute in case you missed it. But we're going to get Lauren and Anna and you people out there to play a game. And the game today happens to be yes or BS. So, Lauren,
good.
I'm going to give you a statement, and you're going to decide whether it's true or whether it's made up.
Okay.
Okay. It's fun.
Here we go.
Okay.
Mary Stuart, who happened to become Mary Queen of Scots, was 6 days old when she became Queen of Scotland. Is that yes or BS? Mary, Queen of Scots, was 6 days old when she became queen.
What do you think? Yes, I'm going to go with her.
Well, that's a good thing to do because she is right.
Okay, good.
Mary Stuart was just 6 days old when she officially became queen. Before they founded Apple Computer, Steve Jobs and his other friend designed Space Invaders, the old game, for Atari. Did Steve Jobs and the other Steve design Space Invaders for Atari, or was it something else?
BS.
BS is right
they
because...
They did make a game.
They did make a game. It was called Breakout.
Right. I'm glad you knew that one. They would have tricked me on that.
I feel like Space Invaders was around when I was a kid.
It definitely was around, and I never could... I was never very good at it. But anyway, they kept getting me.
I stressed you out.
All right, let's see here.
Okay.
Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I love Charlie Brown.
Right.
Charlie Brown's father was a butcher. Is that yes or BS?
I didn't know Charlie Brown had a father.
I know.
We all have dads.
Apparently, at one time they may have mentioned him. I don't know. You think he was a butcher?
BS.
No.
No, he was a barber.
Oh, that makes sense because
he
had
no hair.
He was
a barber. How about that? Let's see. Here's an oldie but a goodie.
All right.
You may have seen it on reruns. Granny's first name from the Beverly Hillbillies, the TV show, was Daisy. Is that yes or BS? Either one of you ever saw the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes.
I watched it all the time on Nick at Night. I say yes.
Yes.
I'm going to go with yes.
And it is yes. Her Perfect. Name was Daisy. Let's see here. A couple more. The last president of the United States to actually have facial hair, like a beard or mustache even, was Ulysses S. Grant, which was... what, back in the 1860s or something like that? The last president to have facial hair was Ulysses S. Grant. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
That is BS. It
Who was it?
William Howard Taft.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think that was in the late 1800s.
I still can't believe it's been that long.
I guess it has. I'm trying to think about all the presidents in my head. You know, none of them recently have had any facial hair.
Right.
Super interesting.
Yeah. And the final one.
Okay.
Ketchup. We love ketchup. I do anyway. Originated from the country... China. Is that yes or BS?
Yes.
I'm going to go with yes. It sounds weird enough to be true.
It is indeed true.
Awesome.
Y'all were absolutely fantastic.
Of course we were.
At the yes or
smart.
BS. I hope that's the case, Anna. If y'all are so smart, but we got a minute here. Okay. If y'all are so smart, here is January 31st, 2022. The word of the day.
What is it?
Is metrology. Metrology, excuse me. Metrology.
Mm-hmm.
That's M-E-T-R-O-L-O-G-Y, metrology. What is metrology?
Is it something to do with measurement?
Do you think she's right?
Sure.
Actually, she's right. Metrology is the study of measurement.
I just went off of metric, metro, yeah.
And that is the word of the day.
Now we know.
Anyway, y'all did very well. So I'm very pleased and very happy for you. But I'm also happy for the fact that y'all are having the job fair.
Yes.
So once again, Medical Practice Success is hosting, and they're part of Healthcare Express, is hosting a job fair for medical billing type employees, although there are several jobs under this one heading, from 3 until 7. On Thursday at the Operation Zone, and you say it's got Operation Zone above the door?
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes it simple.
3601 Richmond Road, right across the street from the neighborhood Walmart. So they need to do what? Bring what with them on Thursday?
A resume and a driver's license.
Okay.
And
just to impress.
That's right. And you get to talk with job managers. You get to talk with the specialists there, and find out if this is a good fit for you.
Right.
But it's a good time to go to work for a great company, and they're local.
Yeah.
And that's so important.
Yep. We're hoping to hire several people on the spot and start onboarding the next week.
There you go. So
we're ready to go.
Ready to go. Whether you're experienced or not, they will train you. They will train. So don't be scared of that. All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.
I hope you have a great turnout
Thank you.
On Thursday and some people get them a good job at a great place.
Please.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.